Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the Gospel of John chapter 7 verses 37 through 44 in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And so this is what it says. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scriptures have said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I need some of these rivers of living water, and so I pray for those who also are thirsty. We need your refreshment. We long to refresh others, but I know that in order to refresh others, we must first be refreshed. And so I pray today would be a day of refreshment. Forgive us for trying to live our lives on our own, for just kind of going throughout our days without even consulting you or listening to you or talking to you or sharing our frustrations with you, for not cracking open the Word of God to hear your voice in the midst of its pages. Lord, again, as I've been praying lately this month, I pray that you would ignite a passion to become biblically literate. Father, we just forgive us for being biblically illiterate. We know that part of experiencing refreshment comes from reading your word, from understanding it, from asking good questions of the text, for taking it at face value, for reading it in context, especially, Lord. When I read through your whole word in such a quick manner last year, I was able to see the great story arc of Scripture, and I was able to see what you were up to and how beautiful and how powerful that is. And so, Lord, I pray that gift for those listening today, that they also would take in your word in chunks and see it in context and see the great story of your word. And so, Lord, thank you for providing that kind of refreshment that way. But we also thank you that you require you give us refreshment just as we stand here, just as we wait on you, just as we listen for you, just as we, like Elijah, go outside and try to experience you, and you're not in the thunder and the wrath and the clamor and the natural disasters. You're in that quiet, quiet breeze, the still, small voice. And in order to hear a still, small voice, Lord, in order to get that kind of refreshment, we have to slow down enough to hear it. We have to be quiet enough to hear it. So, Lord, I also ask for you for forgiveness for being addicted to my phone, for spending more time there than in hearing from you, spending more time there gathering my worth from that device, from what things are said on that device and what the internet tells me who I am, instead of finding out who I am in you as your child, as dearly loved, and that it doesn't matter what I look like in the mirror. It doesn't matter how many dollars or all sorts of different currency comes my way. That does not matter. It doesn't matter if I'm famous or well known. It doesn't matter if I'm popular. It doesn't matter any of those things, or if I have harmony. It doesn't matter if I feel like I have control over my environment. None of those things are stable, Lord. Only you are stable. Only you are the living water. And so, Lord, as I read this passage, I'm just astounded at how people were with you in the flesh, and yet they were divided about you. They didn't quite know what you were up to. Some of them got it. Some of them said you were the Messiah. And so, Lord, I pray today that we would live as if we were the ones in the crowd saying, "He is the Messiah." And if you are the Messiah, which you are, then our lives must be lived in true, deep, total surrender to you. Lord, we give you the to-do list today. We give you the things that seem overwhelming before we even face them. We give you those complicated relationships. We give you aging parents. We give you little kids who are driving us crazy sometimes, Lord. We give you marital relationships. We give you friendships that are breaking. We give you all of this heartache. And we also give you the good things. We give you the things that are going well, and we lay it at your feet. And we just ask that you would take our burdens and that you would refresh us today. Oh, living water. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are so encouraging to me. I'm so grateful for you. If you happen to be listening from somewhere around the world other than the U.S. and you want to let me know, you can do that on the show notes at marydemuth.com, or you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I know that seems kind of self-indulgent, but it's just really helpful for me to hear how you heard about it, like how you stumbled upon it, because I'm trying to figure out how to get it into the hands of more. And if you have an idea of how can I help Pray Every Day, because I'm just me here, me and William doing the engineering, and I'm not really sure how to promote this show. And again, not for money's sake, but just to get it into the hands of people around the world. So if you have any ideas, let me know. Have a great day.